episode of the South Sea Folk Podcast is sponsored by Alice and Ivy South Sea. They're an independent skincare, makeup and wellness specialists, and they're based on Marmion Road and are open Tuesdays to Saturdays. You can find out all the information about them on social media. I love the fact that they're an independent shop that sells independent products from independent businesses around the UK. What's not to love? Give them a follow and try and find out a bit more about them. So we've got Vince here from Panoramas Pizza.
Hi.
Hello, Vince. Hi, thanks for joining us today. Mm-hmm. We're just sitting around chatting about pizza coffee. With coffee. Mm-hmm. So what we just wanted to ask you is, for people that are listening that might not have sort of, you know, might not know about Panoramas Pizza, mm-hmm. You know, can you tell sort of listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Good, of course. Yes, my name is Vince Vincenzo. It's my Italian name. It's hard sometimes to pronounce in England. I use my name, Vince. This place has been started about 4 years ago, this business. And actually, it was two of us. It was me and Parker, which was my ex-partner in business, which he left, unfortunately, because of COVID, the situation and stuff. And left me on my own, but I tried to carry on the concept. So basically this was a start as a street food, and then we met April, which she was the lady running the outside in, and she gave us the opportunity to start the business in that place, which was great. And it's been a long 4 year journey. It was really exciting and also pretty emotional for all the situation we went through for the last 4 years. But this is my place now. I'm trying my best to bring the tradition from my country, from Naples, and try to make the pizza the best I can for people in South Sea. So now,
I watched this program, Stanley Tucci, and I was traveling all around Italy.
Yeah, and
I couldn't believe that he said that pizza came from, it was originally fried. Is that right?
There is, I made the fried pizza myself, which we call here calzone, but it's actually pizza. And in lots of movies, even in Italy with Sophia Loren, there's one really iconic movie where she actually made in front of the house, she and her husband made this pizza. Basically, it's a big tank, big pot of boiling oil, and she made this pizza in the middle of the street, and people queued up just to buy it. Obviously, it was probably 50 pence at that time. Talking about in the 60s, and this movie showed that pizza, and it's actually true. That pizza has been one of the first things can ever been done, because it's really easy. It's just made the bread, put in there, that's it. 2 minutes, turn up around, and by the test. But unfortunately, it's a bit too heavy at the moment for me. I can't eat that kind of stuff anymore. But it's lovely food, lovely, absolutely.
There's an episode of Paul Hollywood, he goes around just City Bakes, I can't remember which one it is, and he goes to Italy, and it's just that as a vendor on the street who's been there for decades. Very simple.
The food that we call a wallet pizza is a pizza portafoglio, which is a pizza split it in four, and it become like a wallet because you close in two and you eat in the street. Like, it's probably the oldest street food ever been invented, because it's really like easy to eat, easy to fold, and just
it's amazing.
They still sell in Naples everywhere.
So that's you're talking about your journey from outside in, and now the next step is your own premises in South Sea. So please tell us more about
very exciting for that. Finally it's time to move on and go outside and see the world. The world, isn't it? I've been in outside in for 4 years, and now it's time to move on. So I'm opening my little place, which is great, and it's going to be in outside in the iconic Alba Road, right opposite to the theater, which is if I have to think of one area of this town that reminds me of Italy or south of Italy, that definitely that area.
Really?
And, yeah, it's full of you know, independent business, lots of ethnic, lots of countries. Mm. Very, very, very my idea of area. So yeah, so when the opportunity come out and find enough force come, the place where I'm gonna be is one of my best friend place. So he rented to me. It was a barber. I don't know if you know the head.
Rick
is a really good friend. Another iconic probably place, been there for decades. Yeah. And yeah, so he was happy to give to me, and I'll be happy to carry on and bring my pizza in this little part of Southsea. So yeah.
I think what you'll find, and it's sort of slightly different to the outside in, but how you've made some really good friends there, like with a record to go and things.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Albert Road, it's kind of like
similar.
That it's like a community where people really, businesses really support each other.
Totally.
And I love it. And it's like quite special, actually. And I think it'll be lovely for you. I think you'll get some really nice things out of it.
It's so eclectic as well, because you've got so many different great independent businesses from all around the world.
Totally.
So I don't think it could be a better place for you to be.
I totally agree. Yeah. Yes. I love it. I started when I moved to Portsmouth 14 years ago. My first flat was in Victoria Grove, which is basically outside, next to the garage, which in the past used to be a bike garage, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what was it before. Now it's a lounge, garage lounge, but it was that. So I see that area developing in the last 15 years. And it's always, that section of Albert Road, it's always been the same, it never changed. It's really like, you know, the same people, same actors. Attitude, really friendly, and so it's lovely. And night times, obviously, a bit messy, but it's nice to be around that area.
I think it is fantastic. It's going to be fantastic for you, absolutely fantastic. It's going to be dangerous for me because I live without giving it away. I mean, I live literally across the road. I could almost zip line straight into your restaurant. And we were talking just before we record this, before we get on to the next, like, few interesting questions, and you asked if I had eaten. Uh-huh. I tried your pizzas.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have tried your pizzas. Okay. I've tried your pizzas many times to the point where, and this is just being honest with you now, Panormous Pizza is the only place I buy my pizzas from.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and it's been for a while. I discovered it during... Me and my partner, we discovered it in lockdown.
Yeah.
It was at a point where most of the dinners, if we weren't making it, we were treating ourselves to takeaways.
Yeah.
And we come across yours, and we love pizza. And from that moment, I had the, please correct me if I'm wrong, the Rocket and Parma ham.
Oh, it's my favorite too.
Parma
pizza.
Yeah, and my missus, she had the pepperoni, and it was just to die for. And I can honestly say, swear on my son's name, I don't buy anyone else's pizza.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is absolutely fantastic. It's just, and again, if no one's ever tried it, so fresh, so delicious. You can taste the love in it. You can literally taste the love in it.
Yeah, definitely.
So as we try
And the fact that it's going to be so accessible for everyone now, because it's like in the heart of Southsea, and it's going to be amazing.
Got a little garden on the back as well. So in the summer, my idea is to organise little event if I can, like
so you're going to have seating areas as well.
Should be in the summer, yes.
So do you use family recipes from Italy? That's what we wanted to ask you.
Family is a big word. It's not family because my parents never been in this, but yes, I bring it. I trained in Italy, in Naples, a really famous academy, the Pizza Academy, where I had a good week of training there. But my
How old were you then, Vince?
No, not long ago, but I always like to try my best to improve. And obviously I start from making pizza home with my family. And then I realized it was nice. And I tried to bring the ingredients from, I mean, the flour is the best flour that they use in Naples is the Caputo flours, which is, I don't know if I can say it, but it's definitely the most the famous one in Naples. And the tomato that I use are coming from Italy, you know, the mozzarella as well is the same. Even if I try, I ask to be cut in this little cube because it's easy. Just because I'm running the place on my own, I need to be fast. Yeah. That's why that should be cut in different way. But that one, I use that one because it's easy for me to put on the pizza. But yeah, all the main ingredients are coming from the place where I come from. So yeah, and this is probably the reason why you can feel the difference. I don't, there isn't many other places in this country, in this town, selling pizza. I don't want to be like my one is the best and the other. That's not my way to.
It's just you're doing your way, aren't you?
I try, yeah. Yes, and I definitely do the best I can to provide, as you say, really good pizza.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got to say, one of the many reasons I love your pizzas is I don't feel bloated at the end of the meal. You know, I can have the garlic bread on the side, which is wonderful as well. It's not overloaded with salt. It's not too stodgy for me. You know, I don't wake up halfway in the night dehydrated. Yeah. You know, there's that aspect to it. I suppose one question we do have for you as well is, we just spoke about, like you said, about your favorite pizza and my favorite pizza.
Yeah, it's actually the same.
Of all the toppings, if you could choose one, what would be your favorite topping?
Yeah, definitely, obviously, on a margarita base. It's definitely the parmesan. It melts perfectly in there. Yeah. So it's just, and obviously, as you say, the parma, the one we're talking about is the parma ham and rocket salad and a bit of parmesan on top. Definitely mixed together, made the pizza fresh. And I used to eat in Italy as well all the time. So that's what I eat from always this, from when I discovered the pizza. But to be honest, in Naples, where I come from, there's so many different toppings that you can put in the pizza, except that dangerous one, which is the pineapple. I'm never going to.
I like the pineapple. It just doesn't belong on the pizza.
I have to disagree with that, but I couldn't have it on an Italian pizza. I would never do that.
Mm.
But I have got a bit of a love for ham, and I like quite hot fruit. There's this real camp of can't stand hot fruit on anything and then love hot fruit, and I love hot fruit. I make like an upside down pineapple cake,
okay,
and I love that. But then my husband is not that keen on it because he just doesn't like hot fruit, kind of thing. So, but
in that case, I agree. If it's not the traditional pizza, and it's, we call it focaccia in Italy,
yeah,
which is basically with the same dough but made completely different, thick. Big and different ingredient, then yes, you can try anything you want. But on the traditional pizza, fruit,
No. What I was going to say to you is, I've got a bit of a funny story, but I was going to say, I've got this pizza oven that I bought, this Uni pizza. It's I can take camping with me.
Yeah.
And what I found is sometimes it's gone amazing.
Mm.
And then other times it's been disastrous. So if you've got like your friends there and you're camping and they are like so excited about having a pizza, and then they actually, there's a story here. So I had all my friends come round and we got the pizza oven out, and my husband's got quite good at doing the pizza, and I quickly made the dough in the day. And I accidentally put in 7 teaspoons of salt.
7 teaspoons of
in the dough.
Yeah, how much? How big was the dough?
Did you remember? I can't remember, but it should have had something like, I don't know, 1 teaspoon of salt in it. And I accidentally put 7. And when we come to make the pizza, our first friend, he ate it and went, "Oh, this is amazing." And he's a bit like Joey from Friends, you know, and he eats this strange food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then his son came to eat the next one and he started crying because he said, "It's so salty."
That's probably
when
you wake up in the morning and during the night and you can't.
We had to chuck it all away and then order pizza in. So my point to you was, do you think that you might do would you do any workshops? Would you teach people how to make good pizza? Because that, for me, that is, I've bought all this equipment. I'm a bit of a sustainable person where I don't like to buy something and then never use it. So I think I want to get really good at making pizzas.
This is definitely some part of the new business that are going to become, if possible, another way to introduce the Italian food. It won't be just a pizza, it will be other stuff. And probably I'm going to be able to, if I got a chance, a couple of few chef friends of mine, they can come in and teach the customers to do whatever they want to do, but learn whatever they want to do. So yes, we'll be part of my new business, create some sort of little course, training course.
That'd be cool.
And definitely pizza could, will be first. Yeah. And because there is a way to teach how to make pizza in a really easy way. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to enjoy the pizza at home instead. We are talking in a period where people probably can't go out every night and eat food. So yeah, definitely I would be happy, and I will do it. I will do it in the summer.
I'd love that, because I think, I mean, for me, like, I don't get that pizza oven out very often. Mm-hmm. Like, in the summer more, but it's more kind of when I kind of go camping, because you sit at the campsite all day and it's a bit of a thing, like, you know, you're making the dough, mm-hmm. you're making the sauce, and then all you all gather around a campfire and you're all eating, you know what I mean? But at home, I'd probably just come to you, because I love your pizza.
That would be great. My brother lives in the States, and he came over last summer. He spent a few weeks here. He went out to Florence for about 10 days. And when he was out there, one of the things he really wanted to do was he wanted to learn how to make Italian pizza. Mm-hmm. So he did like a course a couple of days, and now he just keeps sending me like photos. He's like, when you come to visit, I'm just going to make you this. And he's got it. He had the knack, you know. He had that kind of natural skill to pick it up. He makes these wonderful, beautiful, fresh-looking Italian pizzas.
Nice. That's nice.
And it's quite nice, really, that, like, we've got the South Sea Deli close by where you can get, it's not going to be like Italian, but you can get, like, nice mozzarella.
Really love that place.
Yeah, and you can get nice Isle of Wight tomatoes, and it's like really nice ingredients, isn't it?
Totally. So the place is nice really bits. Nice, and guys inside are really lovely.
Yeah.
No, definitely. It's me and my wife often go and have a lunch there, because it's really, really nice to be in there.
Yeah.
Food is lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's cool, isn't it? So what's your favourite movie that includes pizza then?
Oh, good. There's a lot of them. Now, I mean, just a minute ago, you mentioned Joey. So it probably is not a movie, but thinking about pizza, that face when he ordered a pizza is amazing, huh? In Friends.
Always, wasn't it?
That's all he think about. It was a pizza. Yeah, that's what I remember that. I remember it's part of the series when I think it was in Vegas, trying to pretend to be a movie star. Yeah. And he called home and he was talking to Fabi or Monica, and they say, what are you doing, guys? And they say, we just ordered pizza, and he was crying. So yeah, that definitely could be the best scene if you wanted to advertise pizza and stuff. Yeah. That face, half Italian, half American guy that wanted to love his pizza. Yeah, definitely. But there is a million movie in Italy that they're talking about pizza, so, but obviously that one with Sophia Loren, as I said before, that definitely is another one.
That's made me want to watch that film now. I've never seen that. Amazing. I'd like to watch that film now.
It was amazing, because the story was, she was in the, I think it was straight after the Second World War, and they, with her husband, who was a bit older than her. She obviously was beautiful. And they used to have this little business, but then there was a guy, which was Marcello Mastroianni, which was another really famous actor in Italy, beautiful guy. And he became a customer and became unfaithful. I mean, they kind of have a relationship together. And then in one of the scenes, she lost a wedding ring. And I found out the wedding ring they left, find it in the pizza where that she bring to pretend to bring it to the customer. But she actually went to have an affair with a boy, with this guy. And that's what the story was all about, trying to find this ring. But yeah, it was in the black and white movie we're talking about. Years and years and years ago.
They are good though, black and white movies. And in the Audrey Hepburn, my favourite one of that is with Gregory Peck. You know, what is it called now? Yeah, it's going to kill me.
He loves me.
Come back to me. probably later on when you've gone. Anyway, that's filmed in Rome.
Oh, lovely. So probably it was a Vacanze Romane, it must be. Probably in English you translate in a different way, but holiday in Rome or something,
yeah.
I suppose my my final question is, after doing a little bit of research, is I discovered you're a football fan.
That's better.
So what do you think Napoli's chances are in the Champions League this year?
No comment. You can ask something like
that. If I'm wrong, you're facing Milan
today
yeah. and you're facing Milan in, again time, midweek.
Yeah.
It's
really tough. For the quarterfinals, the first quarterfinal Champions League will be part of it. And,
are you going to watch it, Vince?
Watch it, even if I'm at work on my phone, I got Sky, BT Sport, everything possible. I paid millions in foot and just to be able to watch it. And I couldn't choose a worse year to start my own new business because I can't go home because I haven't got time to go home. I would be happy to be at home. Now Naples, I don't know if you've ever been in that area, in that town, but it is a beautiful town, but at the moment, it's become like a blue, completely blue colour everywhere. Because obviously we are winning.
We are winning
the league finally this year. And it's all coloured in blue. And so it's amazing to, I'll be happy to be there. I probably will. If when it's going to happen that we win the league, I'm probably going to shop for a couple of days and just fly home and join the
That'd be group. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, been last time it was 33 years when Maradona was there.
Wow.
And I was on the stadium at that period. I used to have the season tickets. I used to go there every... I'm 52 now. So obviously that period I was young, I was a teenager. I used to love that part of my... having fun with football and stuff. And now I still support very much, yes. But I can't comment about the Champions League.
You never know, do you? I mean, I hope you do.
Yeah.
Because I follow Real Madrid.
Oh.
So if we can beat Chelsea, maybe we could watch that together.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
That'd be fun.
It'd be great. It'd be hard as well. Yeah.
It would be, yeah. So... thank you ever so much.
Thank you
for joining
guys.
Us. It's been brilliant, wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
Where can people find you? On the internet, social media wise?
Online, on Instagram, the Panormous Pizzeria. So it's probably hard to spell, but it's the Panormous Pizzeria. That's how the name of my place is. And at the moment I'm still trading in Outside In, which is another kind of a really known place in South Sea where there is lots of other traders as well. So it's a really nice place to be for a couple of hours.
When do you finish Outside In then? When do you finish?
It's going to be straight before
open before you
place.
Open.
Yeah, probably going to take a week just to relax a bit and then reopen straight away. So yeah, we're talking about in a space of end of April. They're going to be the time when I leave and I move to my place.
So you've got another month, really. Have you been
there?
People want to come and visit you there or order online.
Absolutely. And obviously, I'm on every platform, Uber, Just Eat. But I'd be happy to see people face to face and introduce them to my new place. So, yeah.
That would be lovely.
No doubt I'll be first in line.
Go on.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.